This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Donald Trump just put out a new web video attacking Hillary Clinton on these inconsistencies. Listen to this.
I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified. I had not sent classified material nor received anything marked classified.
James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
110 emails and 52 email chains have been determined by the only agency to contain classified information.
Lanny, a new Monmouth University poll shows she has a very high unfavorable number right now, 51%, and her lead narrowing a bit over Donald Trump. Hasn't she done a disservice to herself by not giving more information on this whole private server, on these email issues? If you were advising her now and you've been engaged in damage control for a long time, what would you tell her to do?
Well, first, let's get our facts straight. James Comey said and confirmed that no email marked classified occurred, and that Hillary Clinton did not see at the time any markings. At one point, CNN reported that that wasn't true, that Mr. Comey had found markings. Then at the congressional hearing, CNN was contradicted, and I was there the day that the misreport went out, that Mr. Comey himself said, no, they were badly marked with a little C, and no expert
but you know,
would have
Lanny,
recognized
let me
them as
let me interrupt
classified.
You. Lanny, he did say three emails did have the letter C for classification, as
Excuse
you know.
Me.
And he also said a lot of the other emails, Lanny, that weren't marked classified were, in fact, classified, including some at the highest levels of classification. He also said that.
Wolf, you know I respect you greatly, but you left out the second sentence of what he said. He said no expert who saw that little C would have recognized that email as classified. That's a fact. Check the quote. Secondly, it's easy in retrospect, after you're seeing emails that at the time she did not think were classified, for people to say they were at the time or after.
So, Lanny, why
she
did he
not
say
believe
she was negligent?
They were classified?
Lanny, why did she say she was negligent and extremely careless?
Mr. Comey had an opinion on extremely careless. I don't happen to share that opinion. An investigator offering an opinion is what a prosecutor does. I respect James Comey greatly, but it's his opinion. And many other people sent her emails in the top positions in the State Department and did not consider those emails to be classified because they were sent through non-classified channels. So Mr. Comey would have the same opinion about extreme carelessness, which I respectfully disagree with, about the 300 other people who sent her emails through non-classified channels.
Well, you know, what can you say? I mean, you know, this is the problem. You know, when, you know, this kind of, I say the problem, the disservice that James Comey did for We the People and left everything in the gray area because it wasn't actuated. Yet he took us to the edge of an indictment, backed away. And, you know, like we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And here you've got Comey classifying her actions as reckless and careless. And, of course, the spokesperson, Lanny Davis, who's, you know, been a surrogate for the Clintons forever, wants to see it different. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you know, it's, you know, back and forth. There's nothing really resolved. This is, you know, continue to chew on. I guess maybe, you know, America's kind of getting so shell-shocked over this, Scott. They're all, you know, we're all getting like Bernie Sanders. You know, the heck with the emails already if we're not going to do anything about it and just, you know, over-exercise ourselves, right? You know, I don't know.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm right. I'm just saying is that, you know, it's just we keep on going in circles and stay in this bucket of gum. And, you know, we got bigger things and more important things to talk about. This is Bill Martinez. Let's talk about him.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Mark Davis is with us right now. Good to be talking with Mark, one of the most influential radio talk show hosts in the United States. Familiar to listeners across the country, his local talk show, The Mark Davis Show, airs weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 660 a.m. The Answer. That is a Salem product, KSKY, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Mark, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I am great, Bill. Thank you so much.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your new book, Upside Down, How the Left Turned Right into Wrong, Truth into Lies, and Good into Bad. Explain to us the genesis, if you would, of your book.
When you do talk shows for a long time, so you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. It is a daily process of finding out what troubles people, what inspires people or disturbs them, what people feel good about and what they feel bad about. On the list of things that are problems in America, it seems like the list has changed a lot. It seems like 20 or 30 years ago, you know, we had liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, left and right. We're always going to have that, and that's fine. But in the last 10 years, I mean, I don't just want to take it back through the Obama years. It goes back farther than that. It seems like we've started to have arguments over stuff that we didn't used to have arguments about anymore, like do we need strong borders and, you know, is it okay to let, you know, boys into the girls' room and are the police out to kill all of our black people? They're crazy things that are absolutely prevailing in the public square. It makes it seem like things are upside down, and so that's where the title came from.
Well, you know, it is a matter of fact that we have exchanged, seemingly, the truth for a lie, and more lies are permeating our culture to such a degree that I think America's brain bruised by it all, Mark. It's almost like they're worn out, and they just don't want to even pursue it anymore. They just, you see the white flag of surrender saying, enough, who cares about her emails? Who cares about he's got a birth certificate or doesn't? Who cares that, you know, that illegals are coming in and stealing jobs? You know, it's like, wait a minute, well, then don't complain then if your country is, you know, the good old USA is going by the wayside here then.
Absolutely correct. We got tired. When the left, and you have to congratulate them for their energy, quite frankly, and for their success, they've stepped forward and said that if you disagree with us, if you disagree with us on LGBT rights, on global warming, on even on government spending, where we've gotten to the point where people want to cut the size of government, which obviously needs to be done, this is perceived as cruel. We want people to starve and die. And they have won these arguments time and time and time again. And when that happens, it's because we did not mobilize enough to disagree with sufficient effectiveness that we could win a few more elections and win a few more arguments.
Well, Mark, what I love about the whole idea and what they've been able to affect is not only have they held their position, and this is what progressives do. I mean, they progress a little bit at a time. And as you say, this hasn't been something that just started 10 years ago. This has been going on for over 100 years. And now, I mean, they took over our education system starting at the beginning of the 20th century. And look what they've got now. I mean, you go in, you talk to these kids that parents just spent $250,000 for a degree, and it's like they have no connection with reality. They've been totally indoctrinated. And I'm just thinking of these parents sitting at home going, I mortgaged the house for this?
Exactly right. And this was part of what I wanted to take a look at in the education chapter in Upside Down, is that there were things that we used to be able to count on from our education system. There are things that that we used to say that made a lot of sense, you know, and they just don't. I mean, the sliding bar has been moved. Let's talk about school funding. Everybody says these days that our schools don't have enough money. Of course they do. We are not starving our schools for money. The problem with public education is not funding related. And now, going up to higher education, we now are at the point where parents are wondering whether their kids even need to go to college anymore, or whether it's just a minefield of indoctrination that they'd rather not have their kids endure. That's sad.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Mark, to your point, it's not a funding issue, it's a priority issue. Because the priority is no longer the kids, it's the institution. And they've got it set into motion, it is locked down in its nine-dot paradigm, and God forbid that you would challenge it. Because if you do, they're going to come after you, and guess what they're going to use as their treasury in order to come after you?
Correct.
The very money that we the people have contributed to. I mean, it's brilliant when you think about it.
That's what I mean when I, you know, begrudgingly say you got to hand it to them. I am a product of the public schools, and I admire the efforts being made in public schools. Teachers are heroes of mine, and obviously the vast majority of kids that you see around you are going to public schools. We want this to be a good system. But wow, have we lost control of some of the basics, and have we allowed certain mindsets to kick in? And ultimately what you have to remember is that the school down the street, as much as we love, you know, Mrs. Thompson, the science teacher, this is a government school. These are government schools. And like any other government bureaucracy, they are going to be slow. They're going to be ineffective. They might not always be the most responsive people to deal with. And so you got to demand things of them.
Yeah, exactly. To that point, where's the return on investment, Mark? I mean, can we not ask that?
Well, that's precisely right. And when you get right to the investment point, that's why school choice is so important, because we all pay into a school system, and rather than being shackled to the school that's down the street, we should be able to get a voucher and reward schools that work with our school dollar business, and the schools that aren't working out so well will either change or die on the vine, and the marketplace will be able to elevate those schools that do work, and the kids and teachers will be the better for it.
Well, Mark, in your book, Upside Down, How the Left Turned the Right into Wrong, Truth into Lies, Good into Bad, you say this is not the America we grew up with. Now, we understand life is dynamic. It's got to be changing. But I would hope that we'd be able to look at it and say, yeah, it's changed, Bill, but we're actually better. But I doubt that we're better, because the change that has been affected has taken us down a road that has been deleterious at the end of the day.
Obviously, much progress is wonderful. We've made progress in race relations. We've made progress in science. We've made progress in culture, at least in some ways. But there are some ways in which our journey forward has not been for the better. We have moved into a time where we've created a culture of dependency. We have allowed certain viewpoints to prevail that were never going to see the light of day not so long ago. And as you say, you know, this is not the country that we grew up in, but it's the country that our kids are going to have to grow up in. So we need to kind of try to get the reins back, not so that everybody can agree with me. I don't expect that that'll ever happen, but so that we're not sitting here arguing over things that used to be taken for granted.
And I know you don't necessarily want to focus, nor do I want to focus and blame everything on Barack Obama. Some people very quickly will. But it would seem that this administration, trying to look at it in the most objective lens that we possibly can, has kind of been the denouement of all these destructive policies.
Yes, it has. has, but it didn't happen by accident. We get exactly the leadership that we deserve. If whether Mr. Trump wins or whether Secretary Clinton wins, it will be because real people voted for them. So we will have gotten exactly the leadership that we asked for. So are there things that I conclude about the Obama administration in Upside Down? Absolutely. But I also ask that we look in the mirror and say that, you know, when we elected the president in 2008, that was one thing. But
exactly. Hey, Mark, I got to stop you right there because
sure,
we're going to go to break. You know how this works.
I do.
Mark Davis is with us, author of the book Upside Down on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. To cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first 2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Perdee.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East.
With the America, Bill Martinez live at 19 after the top of the hour. Conversation continues with Mark Davis, the celebrated show host out of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And his book, Upside Down, How the Left Turned the Right into Wrong Truth into Lies and Good into Bad. Mark, I want to pick up where we left off before we went to the break, and I agree with you. It's easy to blame other people, but, you know, when it comes down to a government of, for, and by we the people, all we have to do is look in the mirror and say, this is what we wrought upon ourselves, didn't that?
That is correct. We elected President Obama once, but then we elected him twice. There were millions of Americans who saw that he was not going to take us beyond race. He was actually going to have a negative effect on race relations. He was not going to get us beyond politics. He was going to politicize everything. He was not going to bring us fiscal responsibility. He was going to spend us into oblivion. He did these things. He told us he was going to do these things, and we reelected him anyway. So, yeah, we hold presidents accountable, but if it's his fault, it's our fault.
Well, 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Okay, what does the solution look like? We've got an important, pivotal, you know, election coming up here in a couple of months. It is so critical to the future of America, and we seem to say that with every election, but when you look at the Supreme Court, what's hanging in the balance, you look at America, where we're no longer respected by our allies or feared by our enemies, boy, I'll tell you, America seems to be hanging in the balance here. This election, without a doubt, could solve this question or get us back on a road, Mark, that will heal some of these wounds that we've been subjected to.
I certainly hope so, and I know that everybody has been on their own particular journey. I mean, not everybody listening is even necessarily a Republican voter, but of the ones who were, we had 17 people to choose from, and I was a Ted Cruz guy because I wanted that down-the-line, consistent conservatism that I've always admired in Senator Cruz. Well, that didn't happen. It wound up being Donald Trump and the crazy adventure that that has been and will continue to be. But it took me about 5 seconds to make the pivot, Bill, because I realized that if he's the only human being that can prevent a Hillary presidency, then I will crawl on broken glass to help him win.
I am right with you, let me tell you. And that's the thing that's surprising, Mark. You know, when you think back on that fateful night when Donald Trump and 16 other candidates on the stage were asked, would you support the subsequent nominee of the Republican Party, everybody but Donald Trump, without hesitation, said they would. Donald Trump, of course, eventually came alongside and agreed to support the eventual nominee. And here we are. Where's those candidates that promised their support? They've abandoned the ship, threatened to start up a third party, and discombobulate the GOP instead of coming alongside an inexperienced politician who has gathered the support of more Republican voters in the modern era, and they've kind of left him out there hanging by himself, and I think they're going to end up paying a price for that.
I believe they will. If he wins, then much will be forgiven and fairly quickly because we'll be busy celebrating, and I hope to have that happen. If he loses, and it's a really close election, and he has played largely mistake-free ball, I mean, if Mr. Trump gives us 3 brush fires a week, it'll probably be his fault. But if we have a close election, we end up losing Ohio or Florida by just a hair's breadth because we didn't have John Kasich or Jeb Bush on board, I'm going to make them wear that for the rest of their lives because they made it about themselves rather than about the country. Their gripes, their complaints about Trump, they ranked those on the priority scale more than protecting the country from Hillary Clinton, and that's going to be a big problem.
Well, amazing. Hillary, with all the scandals, Mark, I don't know. I mean, I understand that the Democrats have put all their eggs in the Hillary basket. They fixed it from the get-go. Bernie Sanders never had a fair shot at it. He talked about it being rigged. Here it is. Trump is talking about the system being rigged. But still, the Democrats are all drinking the juice and said even if Hillary was to get indicted, she's the one.
I know, and it's funny because I'm taken back in my own memory to when the fall from grace embrace of Richard Nixon. When Nixon was elected in 1968, I was 11, so it's one of my first elections that I really remember. And I was 15 when he was reelected. And I remember my parents voted for Nixon twice. But then when it became clear that Watergate was happening and cover-ups and all kinds of really suspicious and terrible things, my mom and dad were in great despair, and they bailed. They said, we cannot continue to support him. Where was that during Bill Clinton? Where is that during Hillary Clinton? That notion that, listen, this person may politically agree with me, but I cannot possibly support them anymore because of basic ethical failings. That generation apparently gone.
Well, here it is. We just come, we are dealing with the Olympics, and you got Ryan Lochte, for example. I mean, okay, you got a young kid, makes a mistake, and they can't wait to big pile on him, and I'm going, wait a minute, you know? Okay, so not all ethics is gone out of this country, I guess.
Well, it's very, you brought up the perfect comparison of the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because I've had callers say this, and it's occurred to me, and you have pinpointed it exactly. We're very selective in our attention. We are enormously exercised because Ryan Lochte did not shoot straight with us and did not shoot straight with the Brazilian police about trashing a convenience store bathroom. And yet we are going to elect to the presidency a woman who has lied about national security of our country. We are a funny, funny country.
Well, amazing, you know, and of course we ran into instances under the George Bush administration. Scooter Libby paid the big price of outing a CIA agent. And here it is, Hillary, with her emails and what we can discern so far. And even FBI Director Comey said that she was rather reckless with a top secret material. How are you reckless with top secret material? I mean, you know, can we afford to have somebody be reckless with top secret material? Can we have afford to have somebody be reckless with the nuclear codes? I mean, reckless. That bomb, she really didn't mean to say that. She was just reckless.
Whoops. And people, Bill, it's funny because people talk about how they're afraid of what Donald Trump will do because of some of his behavioral peccadilloes. It's like, oh, my God, we just don't know what this guy's going to do. But there is nothing in his, late-night Twitter wars with Megyn Kelly or whatever that suggests that he's really going to do something damaging to the country or something that is horribly inappropriate with presidential power. Hillary has already done a number of identifiable terrible things with the power that she's already been afforded, and yet there are millions of Americans willing to give her more.
Yeah, amazing. And my hope, being a businessman, Mark, and looking at Donald Trump, you know, sometimes, you know, you have certain, I guess, seasons and eras that come into play. And if America ever needed a businessman in the office, it is now. We're $19 trillion in debt. It's like America needs a Chapter 11, a bankruptcy-type CEO that can come in and make the hard decisions. Now,
no, exactly. Right? Someone who has run things. Obviously, like Senator Cruz, there was much to recommend Senator Rubio. We did have governors like Chris Christie and Scott Walker. They have run a state, but Mr. Trump has run businesses, and people say that you got to run government like a business. Well, government is not a business. You can't just write a memo and make things happen, but a certain business sensibility, like you can't spend money you don't have, is something that has been gone from the White House, from under both parties, for a long time.
Exactly. Well, if we created this, and I'm saying we the people, if we created this mess we're in now, certainly the opposite is true, I would think, Mark, is that we have the ability to uncreate it and create a 21st century America that is effective and great again, don't you think?
I do, and that is why in a book full of things that, you know, called Upside Down, filled with things that I think are myths that need to be exploded, the last chapter is called Hope, because one of the things that I want to keep people from believing is that there is no hope, it's too late, the horses are out of the barn, there's nothing we can do. I absolutely believe that there is. If it begins with a Trump victory, or maybe millions of people say, wait a minute, we have borders that work, and that feels pretty good, or wait a minute, we're actually fighting ISIS, and that feels really good, and hey, we're actually creating jobs, getting government out of the way, and that feels good. That might be the beginning of the road back.
Well, he's nationally known talk show host Mark Davis. His new book, Upside Down. down. How the left turned the right into wrong truth into lies, good into bad, available at all the usual places. Mark, congratulations on the book, and thanks for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. De Janeiro, I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast!
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me.
Oh, Peter Allen, huh? Why not? The Olympics are over, but it's always fun to hear a little Rio Tide music. Why not? Early in the morning. Good to have you along with us. Coming at you fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, East Coast time, 6 to 9 on the West Coast. And if you're here in Alohaville with me in Hawaii, very, very early, from 3 to 6 every day. Good to have you along with us, America. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. There's a new series that is premiering tonight on the Geo Channel, National Geographic Channel. I always love what they do. And this whole series coming up is going to be absolutely fascinating. And it's going to start tonight with Facing Escobar. And that will premiere tonight, August the 30th, Tuesday, August 30th. And at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the National Geographic Channel. And one of the subject features in terms of Facing Escobar And the drug enforcement officer that was pivotal in this whole search is Javier Pena. And he retired from the DEA as a special agent in charge in January 2014. After 30 years of service, his career was highlighted by his volunteering for assignment to the DEA office in Bogota, Colombia in 1988, where then Special Agent Pena and his partner, then Special Agent Steve Murphy, set out to bring down the notorious Medellin drug cartel led by Pablo Emilio Escobar Gaviria, or Pablo Escobar. Now, Special Agents Pena and Murphy worked and lived with a handpicked group of Colombian National Police personnel while pursuing Escobar. It is an incredible story, and Javier Pena is with us right now. Javier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, thank you. Appreciate the invite.
Hey, good to have you here. How exciting to be able to see this premiere tonight on Nat Geo, National Geographic Channel. Tell us, Javier, how you got involved in pursuing and then coming face-to-face with this notorious drug cartel leader.
Yes, in Bill, in 1988, when I first get to Colombia, my boss says, "Javier, we're putting you in charge of the Medellin cartel investigation." And I didn't really know too much about it, so I started working with we had a special team of police officers, and in a short time, I realized that we were up against a very notorious, barbaric trafficker. Basically, he was responsible for about 80% of the cocaine that was reaching the United States during the mid-80s.
Mm. Yes, wow, that's incredible. Plus, on top of that, you go ahead.
Yeah, when we started investigating...
Go ahead, Javier. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you.
Okay, Bill. Now, basically, what I was just going to say is, like I said, during when we started investigating him, and we just started noticing that, you know, he had a bunch of hundreds of sicarios, assassins, all working for him, which made it very difficult. And we noticed that this were all young kids, all willing to die for him and kill for him. So this is what made it very, very difficult. And then when he started his narco-terrorism, and we had never seen car bombs before, we had never seen assassinations before. So coupled with, like I said, with the amount of dope he was sending, the multitude of killings, the violence that was out there, it was something that was just mind-boggling, though.
Well, that's why I started to say, Javier, is that, you know, going after Escobar, we're not talking about let's go have a couple of shots of tequila together and, you know, we're just going to have fun playing a cat and mouse kind of game. I mean, he was rather notorious and he took it to a whole new level. And something, you know, as you cited, you know, up to 1988, you hadn't quite come in contact with to this level of violence and what he was willing to do to protect his business.
That is correct. We had never seen it. I came from Austin, Texas, where I did 4 years when I started with DEA, and I was buying dope on the streets. I was working informant surveillances, more on the street level type of criminals. And when I get to Colombia, I'm seeing another different side of the narcotics world. And the first guy I actually investigated is Pablo Escobar. I mean, that was an eye opener, and because of all the, like I said, it was a very dark time in Colombia during this time because of the multitude of killings. Like I said, car bombs. I didn't even know what a car bomb was. You know, we were seeing them about 10 on a daily basis, Bogota, Medellin, and, you know, and he had the audacity to place them where people were at it, shopping malls, bookstores, and then, I mean, to top it off, they would drop leaflets at the car bombs, and the leaflet I always remember would say, los extraditables, preferemos una tumba en Colombia a un calabozo en Estados Unidos. Translated, I prefer a tomb in Colombia than a jail cell in the United States. In other words, he was taking credit for the car bombs. He was telling people, I'm the one who is killing my fellow Colombians.
Yeah, well, he, you know, took control of the area, I mean, through intimidation, through terrorism. And Javier, were you surprised as you started to do your research and investigate Pablo Escobar? Were you surprised to see how deep the tentacles of his business went into the United States?
Yes, I was. And like I said, 80% of the cocaine, I mean, he had lots of people working in the United States. There's a famous lady in Miami, Griselda Blanco. We called her the Black Widow. She's dead now, but she ran a very deadly empire in the Florida area. Receiving this cocaine. She was just as ruthless as Pablo Escobar. After she gets released about, 5-6 years ago, she's in Medellin. She lasts 2 weeks before she's gunned down. So these traffickers do not forget. And in the mid-'80s, most of us remember the movies, the Scarface, The Blow, and all that was pretty accurate. The violence that was going on in Miami, the price of cocaine, I tell people, to produce it and get it into Miami was about $5,000. In Miami, that kilo was selling for about $60,000 to $80,000. So these people were making, billions of dollars. They were sending maybe about 2,000 kilos on a daily basis into the United States. So there was a lot of tentacles, a lot of people working for the cartel in the United States. A lot of people were getting rich. Our banking system was being overrun with drug dollars. So it was, a lot of it was narco type economy. So it affected everybody, Bill.
Well, Javier, what are we going to be surprised to see in tonight's premiere of Facing Escobar? Any surprises here?
Yes, great question, and I'm glad you asked it, Bill. Basically, General Octavio Vargas Silva has never been publicly... he's done a couple of interviews, but not of this caliber where it's going to be on Nat Geo. He's never really told his side of the story. And he is the real hero in Colombia. Never got the credit that he deserved. A lot of people got it. He is the actual architect for the search of Escobar. When I say the architect, he ran the first search. He was in charge. He was the number two guy in the police during the first search, but he had that passion. He had that vision of saying, all right, if we're going to go after Escobar, we need to bring in the best of the best. We need to isolate the police. We need to handpick them. We need to pick trusted guys.
Well, Javier, we're out of time, but thank you so much. I appreciate you being on with us. Facing Escobar premieres tonight on National Geographic Channel at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. Javier Pina, part of the DEA that went face-to-face with Pablo Escobar. Go Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With the recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chong, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, Miller Lite.
Hey, it's all our brother friends, huh? Why not, huh? Thank you for joining us. You know, focused on the idea that we got to do what we can, all hands on deck, to get this country back on track. It's going to be, you know, one patriot at a time, a grassroots level. It took us a while to get into this mess, but it's because we let go of our responsibilities. It's a government up for and by we the people, not the elites. We allowed the elites to take over, and so here we are. So now what are you going to do about it? This seems to be the groundswell, you know, kind of catalyst that's taken place across this country that pundits and others having a hard time discerning, because it's not the usual fare here. And you finally have more and more of America waking up saying, look it, I've had it, and enough of this stuff. So enough of that for right now, because it's time to get connected with a good news girl. We're talking about the one and only Samantha Mills Mao, who brings to us every week the best top viral videos in, you know, across the country. And you can always check her out on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. She's got the whole host of videos. And also, if there is something that is on your heart, something you caught that you want to bring to Sam's attention, by all means, Sam, tell them the email that they can connect with you on.
Hi. So you could do samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com. So samscorner.bml at gmail.com. And I'll check it out, and I would love to share the stories that you sent to me.
Well, that's awesome. Well, aloha, Samantha. I'm still here in the Hawaiian Islands, as gorgeous and beautiful as it is. Grandson got through a little special surgery yesterday, doing well. And thank everybody for their prayers. I appreciate your support on that. Little Jackson is recovering, and, you know, hopefully he will be home, back home in Maui in a couple of days, and then we'll get a chance to see him as we transport to Maui this Saturday. But anyway, let's talk about what you've got for us here. This you got a spontaneous music performance that has taken off. Tell us about that, Sam.
Well, if you heard these two strangers performing in this hospital down in Texas performing together, you would think they've been doing this for a lifetime, but actually it was just a chance meeting.
Mm.
Pentecostal pastor Mark Williams,
really?
he was down in the hospital, and he was actually playing the piano and singing, and then a lady named Vera Swain was actually on her way to the restroom, and she heard him singing and sat down and joined him. Well, when you hear the two together,
oh wow!
I mean, you've seen like musicians practice together for years, and they couldn't perform like this live, and mm-hmm. it's just gone viral on the internet. And the main purpose in both of them singing was to kind of share the faith and spread the love. And they're actually going to record a song together now called What the World Needs is Love. They're going to go down to Georgia and be in a recording studio on September 3rd and 4th and record this together. So I can't wait to hear how that CD sounds. People should definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott's got a little taste for us right here, Sam. So, Scott, play it up.
Has been seen 3 million times. Eyewitness News reporter Lisa Rivas joins us live with the next big step for these.
Okay. Well, we thought we had a little bit of a soundtrack here. Are we going to be able to hear any of them singing there, Scott, or is it we having to go through a whole news report?
His wife Sherry at the piano in the lobby, ministering through music. Vera Swain just ministering through.
Okay, that's all right. As we would say in electronic parlance, Sam, there's a little bit of knot in the cord here, so we can't get it to play appropriately. But anyway, they can go to your website. It'll be linked there and understand why it's taken off and why this is so special, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're both very talented people, but the merging together is just amazing. And you know what else I thought was interesting about this? This is a black lady and a white gentleman, and, you know, there's so much tension that the news media puts out there, but I think in everyday America, people just want to get along and love each other, and these people are the perfect example of that. Mm. So I'm glad that this random combining of souls was put on the internet for us all to enjoy.
That's what we love about music. It does bring about and cross over the cultural lines. It is all very sweet. Speaking of crossing over cultural lines here, you got a fifth grader. He pens a sweet letter to his 10-year-old girlfriend. Tell us about this.
Okay, so when I first heard about this, I'm thinking a fifth grader with a girlfriend. Actually, Cole and his girlfriend, Sherry, they're down in Texas also, and they've been dating for a year, since fourth grade homecoming, I believe. And Sherry and Cole both bonded over their love for sports. And Sherry recently tore her ACL. And Cole was trying to think of a way to make her feel better. And so he writes her this letter. And at first you're kind of like, okay, well, what could a 10-year-old say that's so profound? This is the kind of relationship goals everybody should have. I'm just going to read part of it that he said. He says, God has a plan for all of us, and sometimes it's hard for us to understand what's happening to us. My dad tells me that God only allows things to happen that he knows we can handle. You're a pretty nice, funny, and strong girl, and also a good friend. You will get through this quickly. Please let me know how I can help you in your recovery. What a wise little boy. I mean, you know, you think fifth grade,
why, exactly?
Wow. I'm rooting for them. I'm hoping they go for the long run because it sounds like a great relationship.
What a friendship, huh?
Right.
Exactly.
And, you know,
well, we're learning so... Yeah, exactly. Well, and we're learning so much from students and school. You've got another story about a student teacher's welcome to a fourth grade son that's gone viral. What is all that about?
So this is actually Dwayne Reed's first year teaching. He's in Chicago, and he was trying to think of something different than a bulletin, something to get kids excited. And he's like, well, I'm good at music. I'll try that. And he ends up writing this song and... like getting everything together within one day. And it is so catchy. He actually wants use songs for helping teach kids things, which is a great idea. You know, songs get stuck in your head. Put some history and science in there so we can remember that during the test. Wouldn't that be helpful? It'll come back very easily.
Right, exactly.
And he went on Good Morning America, and, you know, people were asking him to start doing one of these every year. It's so catchy. I can't get it out of my head this morning, actually.
Okay, let's put it in everybody's head. Scott says he's got this one queued up, ready to go. Let's hear it, Scott.
Awesome. Yeah, 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 yeah.
down to the fourth grade. So happy to meet you. Can't wait till I see you. Gonna have a good time. We'll learn about science. Find ways to apply it. And I bet that you'll like it. We're gonna have a good time. Welcome to the fourth grade.
Hello. Teacher, my name's Mr. Reed.
I like it. Welcome to the fourth grade, huh? Excellent. Boy, they're blessed to have a teacher that's so talented. Isn't that cool? I love that. It's a great idea. Okay, the final time, we got about, no, actually, we got a little bit more time than that, but we can talk about the compliment booth is getting people to say what they really feel. What is all this about?
Okay, I love this compliment booth idea. It's actually a company. It's a positively charged production company called Soul Pancake. And what they did was they put this compliment booth out on the street corner. The complimenter, they go into a sound booth, and the complimentee actually stands underneath this giant pair of yellow headphones. And what the whole purpose behind this is to give a compliment and get a compliment. And, you know, it's a lot of different people. They're showing a video of it. It's a lot of different people who are friends, or it might be a coworker, it might be, you know, relatives. And we don't always make it a special point to tell people how special they are or what they mean to us. And that's the whole purpose in this booth. And, you know, it makes you want to go and call somebody special yourself in your life and remind them. Because, you know, sometimes we wait for weddings or we wait for other big events or birthday. You know, it's never a bad time to give somebody a compliment or tell somebody how important they are to you, and you don't know how that might change their day. I think they should have these all over the country. That would be, I think that would be something that just motivated all of us.
Well, it reminds us once again, you know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken, Sam. And it's that word of encouragement, that word, you know, it can be anything that makes somebody's day or adds to their day. I know that there was a time in my life when I was an executive director of a private school, and I would say to the students as they would come in, because most of them were adult students, right? And so they'd want to bring their drama in. And after a while, I mean, they just come in and, you know, just kind of take all your energy. And so I kind of came up with this little shield that I would use. And when they would come in, I said, well, are you going to add or take away from my day? And, and it really set the tone for the conversation. So it wasn't that I, you know, became the automatic disposal can of, you know, the challenges that they were having in life. And it kind of made a difference and helped set the tone. But that really taught me, you know, and gave me some practical application of, you know, looking out for those things that you can share with people that would encourage them. Because generally when people came into me when I was in this position, you know, they were looking for some encouragement. But sometimes you had to get them outside of themselves to where they could be encouraged and hear the words of encouragement. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And you're always a positive encouragement to me, so thank you for that.
Oh, bless your heart. But, well, hey, maybe well, that's what we got to do with Bill Martinez Live. We'll just make it one big compliment booth here, you know, between Scott and I and you and all our other guests as we deal with, you know, some of these tough things that we're dealing with in this 2016 presidential cycle. And, oh, yeah, all the other things that come with life, right, as they continue. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, the Good News Girl, reporting every week on the viral videos that are grabbing your attention. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com, for all the information.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel